Immigrants, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. There are so many ways to look at our policy towards immigrants and immigrant labor. Last week, we did a couple of stories in which Idaho Dairymen representative Bob Nerbaut presented all kinds of numbers that illustrate the fact that agriculture needs foreign-born people to handle jobs that Americans simply will not do. You might remember that he quoted numbers from the USDA and Department of Labor studies that estimate between 40% and 70% of all labor in agriculture across this country comes from migrant workers. He argued that special legal status should be set up to accommodate this huge labor force. At a press conference at the Idaho Farm Bureau, Pastor Mike Schlegel-Preheim took a different posture than pure numbers. He spoke to the misguided fears of immigrants, saying it is time to move forward with policy based on love and care.
Is that so much of the fear that is around immigration reform is economic fear, fear of loss of jobs, fear of that the economic system is being unduly burdened by immigrants. But what my colleagues have shared is, of course, that that is not true. That our immigrant families, our immigrant brothers and sisters are contributing to the economy, that they're providing jobs, that they're filling jobs that are necessary and needed. We can create policy that's based out of love and care because it is a positive economic impact. That many of those fears that we have and that we speak about in our political rhetoric are not true fears. They're true fears in that it's a legitimate fear to be fearful about.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.